Money Radio, thank you for joining us. And joining us today, it's a pleasure to welcome Bobby Jones, co-author, along with Afdal Aziz, co-author of a new book, Good is the New Cool. Bobby Jones, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay. First of all, let's understand what we're talking about. Good is the new cool, and we're specifically talking about marketing. Your background and your co-author's background is in marketing. Give us some of your background in marketing.
So I have been in marketing since I was a teen. I started first marketing company. It was a marketing and promotional company when I was about 17, a college student, started a marketing business there. And my career has been in youth marketing for all of that time. It has been focused on understanding youth culture and creating products and offerings and events, experiences, and content that will be relevant to young people. And so my work has been in that field. And from there, you know, I continue to do work that was pretty much focused on younger generations, youth culture. And then that company eventually got acquired by a larger marketing agency. And so I transitioned from doing smaller events and campaigns to doing large-scale events and campaigns for multinational global companies. And so my background has really been in understanding what particularly, again, young people have been interested in, what they've been passionate about, what their influences and drivers have been. And probably I would say about 7 or 8 years ago, I began to see a real shift in the values of this generation that, you know, now we're calling millennials. And they were very much focused and interested in not only what was the latest and greatest in consumer products and offerings, but they were also really interested in what was happening in the world around them and much more conscious about the issues that were happening in their world and what they could do to make things better. And so I became really fascinated about this intersection between what I saw as happening within what was really cool and relevant, and then what was becoming much more increasingly focused on impacting the social good. And it was that convergence that really made Afdal and I pay attention to what we saw was happening around us, which was this idea that good was really becoming the new cool. And that was happening at a time, ironically, where Afdal and I were both, even though we were doing a lot of marketing, were feeling increasingly unfulfilled, the work that we were doing. We were doing a lot of work. We were creating a lot of campaigns, but they just didn't feel meaningful. They didn't feel purposeful. And so as we were kind of dealing with our own kind of what we call in the book kind of crisis of meaningfulness in our work, and I think the industry overall was dealing with it, we were trying to figure out ways that our work can impact the greater good, but at the same time, we were seeing this bigger shift. And so as marketers, we were very interested in learning from the people that was driving this shift to those who are making good the new cool and trying to figure out what we can learn from them that can help not only us, but so many other marketers who are trying to do the same. And so that became really the catalyst for writing the book, this desire to really help marketing and those that are in our field to be able to more effectively use business and culture as forces for good and to use the stories of those who were doing that successfully as inspiration. But also as an informative guide for how others can do the same.
You write about it in the book that marketing is broken. It just doesn't mm-hmm. work the way it used to, and it probably won't work that way moving forward. How is it broken? Why is it broken? Is it just that so many people are so tired of being pitched to all the time?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. I think one is technological. So, I mean, you're having a massive shift in terms of who controls what messages are received by people. I mean, years ago, before social media, before mobile was really the center of our lives, when someone bought an advertising, bought advertising time or bought a commercial, for the most part, as a viewer of a show, you really didn't have much control over it. You just sat and you watched it. You didn't control necessarily which advertisements you saw. You didn't have any control over whether or not you watched them or not. It was a very one-directional model where the brands controlled it and people were passive recipients of it. But what you see with the advent of mobile social media, are two big shifts. One, you're seeing a major shift in the way content is consumed, so people have much more control over what they see when they see it, including the advertising and messaging that they see. And increasingly, people are choosing not to watch ads. They're paying money not to watch ads. They're installing ad blocker software to prevent messages from coming through. So you're seeing that one piece of it, that's a technological part. And then you also see this other shift that is happening where, people are expecting a lot more from the brands that they pay attention to and that they give their voice to. And so now what I think was really driving how people are discovering brands, what they think about brands, is less about advertising, more about word of mouth. And so from an advertising standpoint, if you can't reach them through traditional media channels, in the way that people are making purchase decisions are really based on what their networks and the people that they find influential and trustworthy in their circles are saying about that, then it's really creating a new dynamic. You can't really buy your way into it, not in the way that people have done before. And so that has created a massive shift in advertising. And so that is, I think, a key part of it. And I think beyond that, you're also seeing this other shift that's happening where people are becoming much more conscious of what brands stand for, what causes they are part of, what values they hold, and whether or not those brands align with the values of the people that are making the purchase decisions. And so when you see that, on one hand, you see this moving target of what people want and what people demand from brands, and that becoming much more centered on values and meaning and the role that brands are making in creating a positive impact in the world on one hand. And then you give those same people the power to control when and how they receive messaging. That is a significant shift in the advertising model. And I think brands and advertisers have really struggled to stay in tune with that and to keep up with those shifts.
Let's start with some of the principles that you bring out in the book. It used to be marketing was about product, price, place, promotion. You added another P to that list, and that's purpose. And that sounds good, but for a business, a company, how do they find their purpose? How do they know their purpose?
That's a good question. I mean, the purpose really boils down to the why. Why did you create this business? Why do you wake up and do this every day? And, what I found is most of the time, almost all businesses are founded with some sort of core purpose as to why they exist. And oftentimes, the bigger companies, we find that those things get lost over time, as the company gets larger and they grow. People kind of lose sight of the origin, the reason, and the purpose for why the business was created in the first place. And so I think one of the main things that, brands are really trying to figure out is, in a world where people want to know why you exist and what you stand for, brands are realizing that they have to have a good reason and a clear, compelling reason for why their product exists, and most importantly, why people should support them and pay attention to them. And I think one of the bigger drivers that you're seeing for that is the upstart company. You have your companies like Tesla, for example, in automobile industry, that are defining their purpose in terms of their ability to create a world where there's clean energy and a better environment for everyone. And when you have an organization that has that type of purpose and you see the type of excitement that people have around driving a Tesla, because not only is it a beautiful car and it looks good, but it's also connected to a deeper set of values and a vision for how they want to see the world, it, it, it does create a greater sense of pressure for a lot of the competitors to be able to articulate what their purpose is as well. And, you know, for us, we believe that brands should really think about what it is that they stand for, what is it that they care about, and ultimately, what is the main and primary thing that they want to accomplish through their brand and through their products that people can really get excited about and buy into. And then how do you tell that story in a way that people clearly understand and get excited about it?
Some of the other principles you talk about in the book, Find Allies. Think citizens, not consumers. That's different, and that actually kind of changes the relationship between a business and its customers, to think of them as citizens, because we're all citizens, aren't we?
Absolutely, and I think, you know, this, you know, just I think this social landscape, this political landscape that we're in, I think is reminding all of us the fact that there's issues that are affecting us in our neighborhoods, in our communities, in our regions of the country, and nationally and internationally. And I think because there's so much conversation about the issues that are affecting us, I think it's making all of us be pay much more attention to what matters to us, what we care about, what concerns us. And so I think because of that, and that idea of being concerned citizens, we want to be seen as such. We want to be treated as such. And I think that, you know, brands that understand and see us as whole beings and whole people and whole communities and whole families, and not just people who drink soda or wear tennis shoes or drive cars, it's a much more dynamic way of seeing people and engaging with us, talking with us. And I think people are much more excited about the idea of being engaged in that manner versus, you know, the more traditional, narrow way of engaging with people and products.
Let me run through a couple more. Lead with the cool. Cool. You've got to design something that really is good, that somebody wants to buy, some reason for them to do business with you. Apple might be one example of that with their design. Another might be Warby Parker glasses, sunglass maker. You talk about them. They have designed some really cool glasses, but they're also involved in donating glasses to people in need. Another one, don't advertise, solve problems. And that sounds good initially, but you know, not every business is going to be able to solve the problem of world peace.
Yeah, but you know, that is true. I mean, I think but I think part of it is, you know, looking and seeing, you know, how can you create a space where you're able to solve problems? And the way that we look at it is how you solve problems from the everyday to the epic. So, I mean, you know, an example that you gave, an epic problem is, you know, maybe solving an environmental crisis or helping to make sure that every person in the world has access to clean water. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's a variety of different epic problems. But some of the simple problems that people have every day, you know, can easily be solved in ways that make brands really have a clear and compelling reason, you know, for existing. I mean, you've seen. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So we could start with something as big and epic as world peace or world hunger, but then take it to our own backyard. Hang on just one moment. We'll take a quick break, and we'll continue with Bobby Jones. He's co-author of a new book, Good is the New Cool. Good is the New Cool by Afdal Aziz and Bobby Jones. And we continue in just a moment. Thanks so much for joining us today. We're talking with Bobby Jones. He's co-author of a new book, Good is the New Cool, by Afdal Aziz and Bobby Jones. And We're taking a look at marketing, and marketing like, well, as the subtitle goes, market like you give a damn. And that really is part of it. Some interesting ideas in here, some principles that you brought up, why marketing is broken, how we can address marketing moving forward. People, you say, are the new media. That goes back to an old premise, word of mouth, quite simply, backing up your promise with the proof. You give a lot of examples throughout the book. Let me bring one to your attention, and you can tell us a little bit about it. YouTube uploads about a decade's worth of content in one day. People upload 1 hour of content on YouTube every second. Now, that creates an enormous challenge to try and sift through all that content and find something that is worthwhile and meaningful for somebody to even pay attention to, much less try to market to them. I don't care how cool you are or how good you are. And that brings us to a company that you spotlight, Upworthy. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, yes, we spoke to Peter over at Upworthy. And for Upworthy, you know, a lot of what they have seen as a void in the landscape are stories that really connect to the goodness that people have. You know, the stories that connect to, I think, our fundamental desires to see the best in ourselves, see the best in others. And, you know, what they did, I think, was really effective is that they were able to build a brand and a platform where people can go and see those types of stories that would just make them feel good about themselves and the people around them. And so they built a brand that was, you know, in this broader landscape where there was so much news and so much noise that was really talking about, in a lot of ways, the opposite. They were able to create this space and this community around these shared set of values. And for Peter, you know, is this idea that if you can create a particular type of content that really connects to people on an emotional level, and in this case, around those stories that uplift people, you can create so many different channels and ways of bringing those stories to life. And so Upworthy has done that through their primary media platform, Upworthy.com, and they've been able to, you know, use that as a launch pad for expansion. I mean, even now, since we've written the book, you know, they're partnering with print publications. They're partnering with other multimedia partners to be able to extend these messages in a variety of ways. And so for a lot of people who were really, you know, in a lot of ways just disturbed by the constant bombardment of these negative news stories, Upworthy solved a problem in their lives. It created a destination and an alternative space for them where they can go and connect not only with great stories, but other people who value those stories as well. So it is another example of the ability to, you know, for brands to be able to solve problems, but also to be able to do it in a way that's cool and do it in a way that solves, that solves an everyday need that people have, and to do something in a way that is financially feasible and scalable and has enabled them to grow.
Okay. Bobby Jones joining us today, co-author of the new book, Good is the New Cool. It's really quite interesting. I think all of us as consumers, as citizens, if you prefer, we are pounded with advertising on such a regular basis that we have become masters of detecting the BS that's involved there. We've thrown up a protective defensive layer. This is one way that probably we're going to see marketing start to cut through that, but cut through it with good intent and doing some good things. It's an interesting approach and worthwhile. Good is the New Cool by Afdal Aziz and Bobby Jones. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.